So marriages never explode. There is seldom one event that causes a husband and wife to call it quits. Rather, the demise of a marriage is more like a slow leak. And if the leak is not tended to, over time the air escapes, the relationship goes flat. And for far too many couples, they conclude that it's neither possible nor worth the effort to breathe air back into the marriage. But believers are not most couples. We can do things differently. So how can we restore a flat relationship? Well, let's return once again to that premier passage on marriage, Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So in their book, We Can Work It Out, Notarius and Markman, the authors, say it this way. They say, keep in mind that people do not fall out of love the way they do out of trees. Relationships decline is neither a sudden or inevitable process. When love and happiness do decline, it usually follows a steady and relentless erosion of satisfaction due to unbounded and destructive conflict. So here's a few questions. Are there any slow leaks in your marriage? Anything causing love and happiness to decline? Any conflicts relentlessly eroding your satisfaction? If so, deal with the issues. Address them head on. Get counseling. Go to a marriage enrichment class or a conference. Get the help you need to stop the leak and put the air back in your marriage. Hey, generations will thank you for caring enough to make the repair. Father, help us take the time to work on our marriages. Don't let us ignore the leaks. Encourage us to do what we need to do to keep our relationships aired up and airtight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.